We should be ashamed. January till now, you've been falling into the same sin over and over. You know the problem? You have not called yourself to a meeting to receive wisdom and instruction. Oh, there's one scripture that when I read, I felt ashamed of all my days of wasting. The Proverbs, where the man was saying, I stood at my window. That's Proverbs 7. Proverbs 7, give me verse 6. Let me show you a scripture. I think it's Proverbs 7. 7:6. I think so. At the window of my house, I looked through the lattice, 7, and saw among the simple ones, the simple, I perceived among the youths what? A man void of what? Power. Void of power. You know the average young person in this generation, he wants power. He wants to levitate. He wants to do Philip transport. He wants to go through walls. He said, if armed robbers just appear to me, I will just vanish. And the person that is talking doesn't have common sense. Does not even have the discipline of Bible study. He can't sit down with scriptures for 6 hours. He just wants to be floating. All the dreams that he has is of the supernatural manifestations. I have studied the lives of many great men. Those supernatural manifestations that you read of in some of their lives was not the goal of their Christian journey. When they began, they just wanted to love God. When it became necessary for God to manifest the supernatural at a certain extent, he did it. But it was not the regular norm of their lives. Say, when Babalola, when they are singing praise and worship, Babalola will just be ascending in the air. Say, one day when I gain ranking. What nonsense ranking? Look at what he says in NLT. Look at NLT. NLT. I saw some what? Naive young men, and one in particular who lacked what? Common sense. Now, when you see the young man, and you know the thing about common sense, you know the thing about wisdom and understanding, you cannot see it in the natural. So all of us can wear the same shirt, wear the same suit, look like we have sense. But it is by their behaviors you will now know that this one doesn't have sense. No sense. Look at him now. Next verse. He was crossing the street near the house of an immoral woman, strolling down the path of her house. It was at twilight in the evening as deep darkness fell. The woman approached him, seductively dressed and sly of heart. She was the brash, rebellious type, never content to stay at home. She is often in the streets and the markets, soliciting at every corner. She threw her arms around him and kissed him. And with a brazen look, she said, I've just made my peace offerings and did what? You know, every time I read this scripture, if you have bought my book, Naked Flesh, you will know I deal with this scripture. Every time I read this scripture, I wonder, how did the woman know that this is the one that does not have common sense? Do you remember how we started this teaching, this reading? He said, I stood at the window and at the lattice, and I saw young men. So he was not looking at only one man. Now, out of those young men, he now identified the one amongst them that lacked understanding. So just the same way God is looking from above and looking at all of us and knows we are not the same, even Satan can identify the weak amongst us. The immoral woman, she looked at him. How did she know that this was the one without common sense? By the way he decided to order his life. Are you here? He walked by her house. The way he was walking by her house in the night, he was walking like a boy that was looking for something. And she could discern, this one doesn't have instruction. This one is not wise. and she threw a test. She came and she hugged him. Eh? I think that was not enough. Yeah. She now knew it doesn't have sense. So by the time she hugged him and kissed him, she looked at him with a brazen look and said, "Oh, guy, I know what you want. I have fulfilled my vows. I have made my offerings. 15. You are the one I was looking for. You are the one that I'm looking for. And I came out to find you. And you are where? May Satan not find you where he's expecting to see you." She said, "You are the one I am looking for." You know, we think as Christians that life is a joke. Meanwhile, Satan has put a target on your back. He's waiting for you to take the wrong turn. And he will be there, standing. Standing. Just waiting for you to make the wrong decision. Waiting for you to take, to become careless, to become casual about your purity, your consecration. Then he will strike. She said, "You are the one I was looking for." Next verse. "My bed is spread with beautiful blankets, with colored sheets of Egyptian linen." Next verse. "I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let's drink our fill of love until it's morning. Let's enjoy each other's caresses. For my husband is not home. He's away on a long trip. He has taken a wallet full of money with him and won't return until later this month." So she seduced him with her pretty speech and enticed him with her flattery. He followed her at once. This is the place that scares me. Like an ox going to the slaughter. He was like a stag caught in a trap. 23. Awaiting the arrow that will pierce his heart. He was like a bird flying into a snare. Little knowing it will cost him what? His life. How can one whom the Lord has chosen be described like this? Where did you lose your discernment? Where did you lose your ability to hear the voice of God? How did you get into this conundrum that you are in now and you are wondering, who will deliver me? It's because you became faint. You became wise in your own eyes. One scripture that humbles me every time, 1 Corinthians 2, he said, "Consider your calling." Consider your calling. Not many wise, not many of high stature, not many strong. The way we survive in this kingdom, brethren, is by supernatural enablement. The way we get supernatural enablement is by ensuring we enjoy times of refreshing through prayer. We spend time with God. I don't want to fall. I don't want to faint. I don't want to falter. I don't want to fail. The Bible says he who puts his hand on the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom. And you know one of the biggest weapons of Satan now? Sex. Sex. As we're going home, I was telling my wife, I couldn't really teach on Sunday. I wanted to dive into sexual immorality and show you the consequences. Maybe one day I will teach it. Just read through the Bible. If you know what sexual immorality does to a man's destiny, you'll be afraid. And now, that's what Satan is using. There are young people who, they are not fornicating, no? But they are kissing, just like that woman came, spread her hands up. They are caressing, they are doing all kinds of, they are satisfying their lusts. in secret, and they are wondering why they are weak. They can't rescue them that are on the path of death. In the day of adversity, they find that their strength is small. They can't add value to anybody's life, because even their own life is like a flickering flame. There's not enough juice to keep their fire burning. They can't bless anybody. Sex. I don't know what it is. And you know, when I talk to people, they will say, so one person was trying to tell me, "Sir, you don't understand." I said, "I don't understand what?" "What? When I was leaving secondary school, you had not dreamt of writing WAEC. It was not even a dream. A dream. When I was leaving secondary school. What don't I understand? What is the temptation you are facing now that you think has never existed before?" We've been there, we've done that, and we found out that no man is weak before temptation, except he's first weak in his soul. If you are weak in your soul, if you admit the weakness in your soul, then you will be weak before your adversaries. You'll be weak in temptation. If the corruption enters your soul, you are finished. That's where men lose strength. It's not that the temptation is powerful, it's that men are weak in their soul. There's this love for lust, love for materialism. God help me. I don't want to be talking, because I go to my closet and I weep. I just weep. I weep for the Christianity that I'm seeing in my generation. I weep. Somebody who dresses naked says she's a child of God and she's a DJ. The DJing she's DJing is all the worldly songs in the world. But we put the person on the pulpit as if the person is an example of how to serve Jesus. I'm afraid that we look strong in our numbers, but we are weak in our souls. We are weak. In these remaining 25 days, I want you to be begging God, "I will not faint. I will not falter. I will not fall. I will not fail. Isaac." Every time I read Isaac's story, I'm humbled. Go and read. Of all the patriarchs that were in his bloodline, if they don't have more than one wife, they have concubines. Isaac married one and he was satisfied. What happened to Isaac? He didn't only marry one and was satisfied. Isaac married as a virgin, 40-year-old virgin. He was satisfied. What happened to Isaac? Now we are struggling with little things. You can't even trust a Christian with money. You can't trust a Christian with a position. You can't trust a Christian to do the right thing. Once the troops come, they cannot go against a troop. They are small. How did David find strength? That the Bible says in Zechariah, I think it's chapter 12 now, it says, "The least amongst you will be as strong as David." How did David find that strength? I pray that God will help us. You see, we are nothing in ourselves. That's what I'm trying to say to you tonight. Don't rely on your own wisdom. Okay, give me that scripture. 1 Corinthians 2, is it 26? Is it 26? Let me check. "Consider your calling." I know it's 1 Corinthians 2. Or is it 1 Corinthians 1? 1. 1 Corinthians 1, not 2. 1. 26, is it? Yes. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to what? Not many mighty, not many noble are what?
God.
Next verse. But God has chosen what? The foolish things of this world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of this world to put to shame the things which are mighty. 28. And the base things of this world and the things which are despised, God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are. 29. That what? We are weak by our mortal strength. We need supernatural enablement. You need the wisdom of God. You need the strength of God. You need the grace of God. So as we approach the end of the year, many of us will be going into our retreats. Go to the Lord. I will not faint. I won't faint in prayer. I won't faint in my spiritual disciplines. I won't faint in purity. I won't faint in my consecrations. I will not falter. All this life of faltering, always making mistakes, that's not the way a Christian should live. Some people have fallen in love 89 times. And every time they fell into the love, they fell by revelation. You ask them, they'll say, it's God that showed me. Or God showed you last week. This week, he's showing you again. 89 times. How? How did you become like this? You can't be precise. It's because you don't know how to draw strength. Pray for 1 minute. Pray for 1 minute. I will not faint. I will not falter. I will not fail. I will not fall. I will finish. I will flourish. Come on now, pray for a few minutes. We are closing. I will not fall. I will not faint. I will not falter. I will finish. I will flourish. I will fly. Oh, Rabada Bokovele Zizai. Lama Namoko Brezinamati. This is what I want to put in your spirit for those of you that come to Wednesday territorial warfare. I will seek times of refreshing with the Lord. This is how I want us to end the year. Gliding on the wings of the Spirit. Advancing in destiny. The troops that Satan sent against you, you will go against them. You will conquer. You will win. When you come to a war, you will scale the wall by his supernatural strength. This rising and falling that has characterized your Christian life, the day of consistency is here. I receive instruction. I receive wisdom. I receive commandments. My eyes are open. My ears hear the whispers of the Lord. When the brook dried up, the Lord sent another word and sent him. He said, go! Some of us are still by the brook when the Lord is saying, go to the house of the widow. You are still there. Some of us have gotten to the house of the widow and yet are staying there, and God is saying, go to the mountains. We are trapped. So we are fainting. We are faltering. We are falling. And we are failing. Pray for yourself tonight. Pray for yourself.
Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself.
Pray for yourself.
Pray for yourself.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Please carry that prayer in your spirit. Keep praying it every day. Every day.
I am
God's man.
I am God's woman.
The hand of the Lord is upon me.
I do not faint. I do not falter.
I do not fall.
I do not fail. Can you offer?